Could you talk a little bit also about the management of recurrent mantle cell lymphoma after this first upfront treatment that you talked about? Right now, we have three agents approved: ibrutinib, lenalidomide, and bortezomib, and another, venetoclax, that we talked about before that there seems to be a lot of activity in. What do we know about these four agents in mantle cell, and kind of how are they sequenced?
So we know that bortezomib has a response rate of about 30% in relapsed and refractory mantle cell lymphoma. And I think given its toxicity profile, it's associated with painful peripheral neuropathy. Some of these patients will have had prior vincristine. It causes a lot of just sort of fatigue. I think in mantle cell, it's not terribly well tolerated, so I think that has become a less commonly used drug. Lenalidomide has an activity of 30 to 50%, so a little bit better. It is well tolerated, so that is something that we will often go to. Though really our first line relapse drug is ibrutinib because it has the highest response rate at over, in the vicinity of 70%. And again, is well tolerated in the majority of patients, again, with the caveats of looking for bleeding or atrial fibrillation. It can also be if a patient has had a long remission, you can combine it with rituximab, and it is really very effective. I have some patients who've been on it for several years without evidence of progression. When patients then progress, I think, you could go to lenalidomide, but I think given the data emerging with venetoclax having similar response rate to ibrutinib and being a very well-tolerated drug, we try to get that drug approved for our patients and do the ramp up. They tend to have lower burden disease and a lower risk of tumor lysis because most of the patients don't have a huge circulating component of disease, but I think you do have to watch those patients carefully. And we've been successful in obtaining the drug based on the level of evidence that is out there from the initial studies.